It's a busy morning for him, but we do welcome Shug to the program. Shug, welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy to have you on board. And we were just reminiscing about the 1988 and 89 renewals of the Whitney and Personal Ensign and Easy Goer, respectively. When you think back on those events, what goes through your mind?
Well, a lot went into the Personal Ensign thing. We wanted to run her against Colts. It rained that day, and I said I wasn't going to run her on off track. But I went over for about the third or fourth race, and I could tell that it rained so hard, it was just the water was just on top of the track. They were going through it to a good base and stuff, so we elected to run her. And, you know, with Gulch and King Swan, and, you know, that she ran a spectacular race. They were sort of herding her and had her out past the middle of the track. And, you know, she was able to beat the Colts and in a very good race in the Whitney. And then I just remember how dominating it Easy Goer was and beating older horses. He was a three-year-old then when he ran in it. And, you know, so it was kind of before the Travers and just how dominating, because they were looking for him too. And Pat kind of had to bully his way through there, and, you know, he was able to win. So I just hate to get reminded it's been that long since I won it. So.
Well, you got a pretty good shot today, it looks like.
Yeah, I would think. So hopefully we can.
Honor code.
Next time I talk to you, it'll be the 2015 instead of the 1989.
Shug, how did you know the time was right with Personal Ensign to try the boys? How did you know that was the right spot?
Well, you know, we thought about running her in the Suburban. And I started getting some press from out in California saying, well, you know, she's only run at Belmont Park, which is true. And, you know, she never ships her out of town. I said, well, I'll take care of that right now. So that's why we elected to miss that and run her in the Molly Pitcher. And I happened to run her full brother in the Suburban that day, and he won Personal Flag, Suburban. She won the Molly Pitcher. So kind of the next, you know, sort of prestigious race down the road was the Whitney. And so that's where, you know, we elected to run her. And, you know, we wanted to kind of space it out far enough from the Breeders' Cup to where running against the Colts, if it took a whole lot out of her, then, you know, we had plenty of time to catch up. But, you know, she was pretty tough and didn't take too much out of her. So we were able to run her back, you know, a month or so later in the Masquette at Belmont.
The one thing that always impresses me when you talk about Personal Ensign is you, even though it was 27 years ago, you remember all these little facts. When we were on Trainer Talk, you knew every workout that she had. I mean, just a fantastic memory for that campaign. It must be really special to you.
Well, I might have made it up too. So. With those kind, you can really, it's a little bit easier to remember what went on than some of the others. And you know, going through that campaign was sort of an interesting thing. And you know, one of the things, she came out, she hit herself in the Whitney. And she had a back leg that blew up. And then after she cracked her pasterns, you know, she had been on anti-inflammatories and antibiotics and stuff for so long that I didn't want to give her anything. So we, you know, we just got it down by tubbing her and working on her and hosing her and ourselves. I remember standing kind of right where she stood here when she was up at Saratoga, and we'd just stand her out in the shed row in the warm water and Epsom salt trying to get the infection out. Never, you know, we never treated her. And then I was going to run her in the Ruffian, and then it dawned on me that the Masquette was you weighed yourself, and she was going to get a little bit of a weight break. But I didn't anticipate winning colors running in it. And so I had to kind of get her ready for that. But, you know, I do remember. She ran in the Beldame, and I told myself, I said, you know, if she breaks good today, she's better than these horses. Just sit down and enjoy watching her run. And I guess that's probably the only time I ever really enjoyed watching her run. And what way she ran, you know, when we went to the Breeders' Cup, you know, I thought, well, she's got these horses pretty much over a barrel. But, you know, I think she probably caught a track she wasn't that, you know, wasn't that fond of. And Winning Colors was probably really fond of off track. And, you know, but she was good enough to get up and win.
Visiting with Hall of Famer Shug McGahee on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Shug, let's fast forward to this afternoon and Honor Code going to the post. He's the morning line favorite. He breaks from post one. We were there for the Metropolitan last time out, and that race took my breath away. It was a spectacular move on his part. How about you? What was your reaction to watching him run in the Met Mile?
Well, I was a bit the same way. I mean, I thought he would run really well. You know, everybody kept telling me how tough the race was and this and that. And I was surprised. Man, going down the backside, I told my wife, I said, he might be a little bit too far back. But, you know, he beat those horses at the eighth pole. So, you know, I was very impressed with how well he dominated that field. And, you know, like I say, I wouldn't be surprised if he runs that race back this afternoon. We didn't see it again.
There have been a couple of mornings when he was a bit reluctant to participate in his morning exercise over there on the Oklahoma track. What can you tell me about that?
Well, he did that a couple times at Belmont, too. You know, he stopped going down the backside and get him going. Obviously I wish that he hadn't done it. You know, there's no soundness issues that we can find that's making him do it. I think he's just gotten a little bit smart for his pants. You know, he was here as a two-year-old, so he knows where his barn is. And most of his reluctance has been when he's close to home. And so, you know, I'm going to blame him a little bit of it on that. But also, I think, you know, he's probably gotten a little bit smart. You know, I'm going to do what I want to do. And so, you know, we've been able to work around it. Like I say, I wish it hadn't gone on. It'll always be a little bit of a wonder. You know, you'll always wonder. But, you know, I think he's fine.
A lot of his races have been, his best races have been around one turn. Does the two-turn mile and an eighth concern you at all?
Well, that's one of the reasons we're running him, is to see. You know, I mean, off pedigree and the way he looks and the way he trains, you wouldn't think it would be any problem whatsoever. But, you know, everybody's wondering because he didn't run good at Churchill, but, you know, if you look between the lines, he ran his last quarter in Churchill in 23. If he runs the last quarter today in 23, he's going to win. But, you know, I just don't think when he broke, he was getting hold of the track. You know, the pace scenario wasn't that good, and he got himself just way too far out of it to be able to catch up. But, I don't think it was the two turns as much as it was the Churchill racetrack.
Well, Shug, if anybody can get him ready to fire his best shot, two turns or otherwise, it's certainly you. And want to wish you all the best going forward today in that Whitney. And let's hope you do add your name to another one here at Old Saratoga. Appreciate it, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon. Good luck today.
All right, good. Thanks. I appreciate it.